WYSL.
The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be talking indoor and outdoor soccer, giving you the latest news on MLS, the European club scene, and the upcoming national team matches starting this Friday. Our guests tonight are the hosts of Philadelphia's only soccer radio show, Vuvuzela, Eric Nash. And in just a minute, we'll be joined by the owner of the Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Now here's our host, a man synonymous with the Rochester Lancers, Joe Sirianni.
Well, Andrew, I tell you, the other night I was reminiscing from my past and all my clothing that I had in the Lancer day, and I got everything ready for the Lancer debut. I'll be wearing my Lancer shirt. I'll be wearing my I had to take my pants to a tailor to have a little bit out because I'm not as skinny as I used to be. I revived my soccer shoes, so I'll be able to be the mascot. I'm going to be the mascot.
How are you going to do that in the press box?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to talk with Sam and see if I can. They lower me from the ceiling, and then they bring me back up.
I don't know. That's a little dangerous, Joe. What? I think you better keep both feet on the ground.
Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting. The Lancers kick off on the 4th of November in Syracuse against the Silver Knights, and the home opener still is November 12th, but now it's against a different team, the Missouri Comets. And let's bring in Soccer Sam right now to talk about all that's been going on, a lot of news in the MISL, and players being signed, teams dropping out, and schedules being changed. Sam's appearance is brought to you by Donuts Delight, corner of Empire and Culver. If you got to get something for breakfast, that's the place to go. 288-5555 is the number. Sam, how you doing?
Hey, Sam, where are you? Hello, Sam.
We lost Sam. We'll get him back in just a moment. But again, the Lancers kick off Saturday, November 12th at 1 p.m. against the Missouri Comets. And then the team will play on the 19th. Another home match against Syracuse, so it's going to be a great season, Joe. I'm really looking forward to seeing. I haven't been to an indoor soccer match since the blizzard.
Exactly. But it's going to be fantastic, I think, and it's going to be exciting to go to, you know, the War Memorial. I always refer to it as War Memorial instead of Blue Cross Arena, and. I used to go there for the hockey games all the time, and now it'd be great to go and watch the new Lancers being revived in the blue and gold that I'm very familiar with. And for those people that have not experienced indoor soccer, you know, you need to plan on going, and you need to fall in love with the sports, because once you go, you want to go back again.
Of course, and you know, don't forget the mascot, the dragon, is going to be back. A little bit modified, a little makeover for the dragon. Is now named Lancer Louie. I don't know if the original dragon had a name, but or was it just Dragon?
And of course,
Dragon Popovich.
And of course, the Lancer Dancer too. So
hey, can't forget then the Lancer Junior Lancer Dancers as well. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be very exciting. Again, there's a lot of matches coming up on on the we mentioned the two home matches, the 12th and the 19th, and also on Thanksgiving weekend on the 26th at 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon, the Baltimore Blast, one of the legendary indoor soccer teams, goes all the way back to the original MISL back in the late 70s, a team that is synonymous with excellence. Of course, Pat Erkley is a member of the Hall of Fame. Rhinos forward Max Ferdinand is the Rookie of the Year in the MISL. He's back with Baltimore. Neto, who played here for the Lancers, he also plays with Baltimore. It'll be quite a match on the 26th.
You know, Andrew, when you have an experience, when you experience the indoor game, it makes you want to It makes you want to be able to play that game, you know, because it just like I sort of equivalent that to hockey, you know, you get into it, and you know, there is no fights in soccer, but
there's never any fights. In soccer.
It's just a little push here and there, but it's a fast game. It's a game that it's going to catch on for sure, because it makes you want to go. It makes you part of the atmosphere there.
That's right. Well, let's bring Soccer Sam on right now. Sam, how you doing?
Andrew, Joe, I'm doing fantastic. Sorry about that. But I'm back, and I'm excited about the season coming, and I appreciate all your support.
Did you pay your phone bill or what?
It's a long story, Andrew, but I was on the other line, and somehow or another I missed you guys. But I got breaking news that I want to break right here on your show.
All right. That's what we like to hear, Sam. We like to get the latest soccer news right here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. So give us the scoop.
The scoop is, and I think, you know, Joe's paid his due with the Lancers back in the day, but we have created a committee. The committee has chosen the top 11 roster Lancers to be inducted in the first year's Wall of Fame at the Blue Cross Arena. Jeff Calkins from the Blue Cross Arena has given us the permission to have a Wall of Fame there, and we are going to lower the 1970 banner at the Blue Cross Arena and let all of this, the newer generation of soccer players and coaches know what the Lancers mean to this city and what they've done. And I would like to break on this show, your show, next week exclusively the list of the players that have been inducted and the contributors that have been inducted into the new Roger Lancers Wall of Fame.
That's very, very appropriate. You know, next Monday is Columbus Day. All the Italians are going to be listening to our show after they have their big luncheon over at the Diplomat Party House. So, yeah, we're very happy to have you on. Sam, matter of fact, maybe we can come over to one of your Salvatore's locations. We could do it live. How about that?
It sounds great. You know, we could do that. I think it's appropriate that we do this because most of the people that are inducted are people that Joe has known all his life, and I think it's only appropriate that it's released on your show.
Well, we appreciate that, Sam.
I appreciate that very much, Sam.
I know that, Joe, you have a big announcement you want to make, too, about our guest here.
Well, there is another thing that, you know, when you're involved in soccer and you do the things that you do, certain time you get rewards for it, and I happen to be one of the proponent and one of the receiver that Sam has done so much for the Lancers in the past, you know, by having the Lancer days, by having, you know, different years honoring the Lancers. He done many things. So this year I'm privileged to announce that on November 5th, 2011, you know, the guy Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuso is going to be honored to be one of the promoters of soccer in Rochester, and he's going to be inducted into with the Italian American Community Center Sports Hall of Fame. It's on a Saturday night on November 5th. It's going to be a gala event amongst the other people that's going to be inducted with Sam. It's going to be Dominic Arioli, Tommy Kessler, which is deceased, Philip Red Fidela, the Brook House, everybody knows that, and Ken Kaiser. Everybody knows Ken Kaiser. And no, I had to do a lot of research to make sure that he's got Italian entity in him, and his mother was Italian, Calabrese. Besides that, and then the director of RIT, the sports director, is Luis Piatti Jr. So it's going to be, and Sam, of course. So congratulations, Sam, and I feel honored that I've been able to announce this on the radio show, and my congratulations to you.
Joe, thank you so much, and your committee for picking me. I know some of the other people that have won in the past, and I'm honored to be in their company, and I know Ken Kaiser, and I'm honored, man. Thank you so much for thinking of me, and I'm excited. It's going to be a great night. It's the day after our first ever game, so I'm going to either be in a really good mood or a really bad mood.
You're always in a good mood, Sam. Come on. Let's talk about what happened this past week in the MISL. The Chicago team was unable to secure a facility to play in, so they have dropped out for this year, which left the league with seven teams, and the schedule had to be rearranged at the last minute. Give us the reasoning. What's going on with that? And we also had some news last week that Don Popovich, the former Lancer coach, is looking to bring a team to St. Louis. So he's already talking with the city officials about doing that. So that's some big news there as well.
Yeah, Andrew, the whole Chicago thing, unfortunately, if you look at the history of indoor soccer, the fan base is there, the sponsors are there, there's no dates in arenas. That's the problem that time of year. The Chicago team sent in their money. They were in the league, done deal, had a schedule, had everything approved, and there's a new hockey team in the same building they're going to be playing in, and all of a sudden, 12 of their key dates got bumped. And I kind of understand how that goes. So they decided to wait a year, and most likely, the new hockey team will get a year under its belt and things will change. But our schedule didn't change at all. We still play 12 home games. Missouri's our opener on the 12th, and the other seven teams are real excited about working together, and it's been a great, great effort amongst all teams. We all get along really great, so I'm excited.
And Sam, just give us a little bit the background on the other team. I mean, the newer team and the established team, so that people know that the league is a solid league, and it's not just being formed right now. That give us a little bit on the league.
Well, I'll put it this way: financially, Tommy Tanner and I were the only two guys looking for a flight, AirTran flight, to get to the league meetings. The rest of the guys showed up on their own planes. So the league. We're sitting there like, here we are, we're trying to save $10 on a flight, and these guys all flew in on their private jets. But, I mean, all the owners are really well-to-do business people that have been around a long time. Baltimore Blast been around since, I think, 1978, one of the first teams in indoor soccer. They're owned by a bank. The Wichita Wings been around forever. They're kind of new to the league back, but the owner has owned indoor football teams for a long time, owns his own building. The Kansas City Comets or the Missouri Comets, second year in the league, the franchise really strong. The Milwaukee Wave, one of the most successful teams in the history of indoor soccer. They're just so organized and so well with Keith Tozer, who's also our U.S. Futsal coach. And then the new teams are Norfolk, who the owners there have run W League teams, PDL teams forever, and they're really well-to-do when it comes to the world of soccer and that market. And then Tommy Tanner in the Syracuse group. I mean, people can say what they want about Syracuse when the Salty Dogs were in town, but in a very short period of time, Tommy Tanner created an amazing fan base and an amazing team, and I think you're going to see the same type of thing there in Syracuse.
Well, Sam, I know the question everybody's asking. If people have gone to the MISL website and they're seeing all these teams signing players, like the Blast re-signed Max Ferdinand from the Rhinos, the League Rookie of the Year last year. Greg House is back with Milwaukee. They announced Andre Bundu from the Ukraine, who played for Wilmington this year in the USL Pro League. He's going to be playing for Syracuse along with former Rhino Johnny Steele. And right now we have Doug Miller and Doug Miller and Doug Miller. That's about it right now, unless you're going to suit up and play and maybe get Billy Andracki and Pancho Escos back on the field. What's going on with the player situation?
Well, Andrew, one of our owners, my partner Chris Wilmot, has been away on a movie deal. He owns movies, and they had a big release, so we kind of been waiting for him to come back to town and get settled in so we could do some announcements. We have signed 8 players already. 3 are Brazilians from Brazil. 2 are our former Rhinos or current Rhinos that the fans will recognize their names. And we hope to have a big announcement very soon and announce all our players. Here's the situation. The guys that we could sign right now today and announce their big names, they want MLS releases, which I refuse to do. I'm not going to bring a guy in and then mid-season he wants to go to an MLS team. I think it makes us look rinky-dink or cheesy. So we're not going to do that, and a lot of teams are doing that. A lot of teams are signing guys, and they got these MLS release clauses. We refuse to do that. And if you think about it, with the 7 teams in the league, there's 15 paid spots in all of indoor professional soccer. 15 teams. I mean, I'm sorry, 15 teams times 7, whatever that is. I think it's 110. There's 110 paid positions in all of indoor soccer. So when these guys call us and they want to negotiate and they want the world and all that, I'm saying, you know what, Billy, hold up. You know, let's wait till out of the 110 spots, all of them but 15 are taken, and then I think it gives us a different negotiation. And, you know, call it shrewd business or call it whatever you want, but, you know, it's our first year, and I think, you know, we need to be cautious on who we sign and how much we pay them.
I'll tell you, it's right. It is a business, and I know that you, whatever players you have, I know we'd be a very entertaining product on the field. Having Brazilian players who are, you know, they're the best futsal, indoor, and beach soccer players in the world, so you know the skill level is going to be there, and that'll be very exciting to see. So, Sam, we have to wrap it up here, but next week we'll get on the phone with you this week. We'll try to get it all squared away, and next week we'll announce the members of the Lancer Wall of Fame that will be debuted at the Blue Cross Arena for the opening match on the 12th of November against the Missouri Comets at 1 p.m. So, Sam, we look forward to having you on again next week, and we'll get that big announcement out there.
Thank you guys for having me, and have a great week.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll switch to international soccer next with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractic at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Susie Coons, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Your Christmas shopping season's right around the corner. Get all your monogramming needs, your t-shirts, your sweatshirts, Rochester Lancers gear at Top Notch Monogramming. 248-2650 is the number to call. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Oh, fine, Andrew. I know you're smiling. Joe Siriani is smiling. I'm not smiling.
I know. Well,
no, my condolence to you.
Well, Dick, I know that a couple weeks ago, was it last week when I went off on my tirade about the refereeing in the Man U Chelsea match. Now maybe you see exactly what I was complaining about when there was an absolutely terrible call in the Merseyside derby, which basically cost Everton a chance to get points in the match. It was a 23rd minute red card in the match, and I'm trying to remember, it was Jack Rodwell who was sent off, and it basically changed the entire match, and it was totally unjustified. Replay showed it was a clean tackle, and Rodwell was really upset afterwards. I can't blame him, but it's just, again, another refereeing decision. It seems we say every week it happens. A referee's decision costs a team any chance to get points in a match.
The remarkable thing about this situation that you talked about was the fact that the referee was just 2 yards from the incident and did not spot what was a perfectly good challenge by Jack Rodwell and gave the red card. You know, it's quite remarkable. You know, and you have referees who are maybe screened by other players, but he was right there and
I'm just flabbergasted, as was everybody else, including David Moyes, the manager, and the thousands of fans in attendance. It, as you mentioned, did change the course of the game, although, of course, we had the great penalty kick saved by Tim Howard, which kept Everton in the game, but it was late goals, and you just cannot play with that one man less against a team like Liverpool, and in a local derby especially.
But Dick, you know, Andrew and I had a private conversation between the referees before the show, and the reality of the thing, I tried to be the Dick Howard of the thing that I learned from you. And here's one referee that has got a look at 22 men, and then you have these players that are playing a different kind of game that we all used to. It's a more physical game. It's a more it's a faster game. It's a game that makes players being actors instead of just players. So sometimes it's very difficult to distinguish or to see, you know, because you pre-assume something, and that's a human factor that it goes over there. It's a reaction from the referee, and once they make their decision, they really can't go back on it.
No. No, it certainly shocked a lot of people with regards to the situation, and you're right, Joe, and we have the benefit, and I know when I'm doing commentary on televised games, I always remind the viewers that, you know, we've got six cameras, we've got slow-mo, we've got everything, and we're not down at field level and seeing it from the perspective of the referee, which is often very true. I just find it difficult to comprehend this one, because he was right there. He's almost too close to the action.
It's crazy. But the other thing that happened in the match later on, and also the Tottenham Arsenal North London derby, there were some fan incidents that I think have been certainly been big stories in the English press, and that
yes, those two incidents are things that should not be happening in football stadiums anywhere in the world. You know, throwing coins, throwing bottle or whatever, in the case of the Everton game. And of course, the incidents that happened with the Tottenham Hotspur Arsenal game, with the racist comments, Adebayor was mentioned, the two managers were brought into it, is an absolute disgrace. And I just hope they find the offenders and ban them sin die from any football stadium anywhere in the world.
It's very sad that this has to happen. I mean, these are things that you see in, you know, smaller countries, you know, like in the Central America or South America or places like that, where the fans are, it's much more of a passion there. It sometimes gets out of control. But I mean, these are either English fans are certainly, they're very into these matches, especially these local derbies. But still, after all the things that have happened in the past number of years,
it's an absolute disgrace. And hopefully now with security cameras and stewards and so on, these people have been identified, because there is certainly no place in the game. You know, you wonder what makes them do what they do. It really is beyond belief. And as I say, I just hope now that with the very strict security measures that they will be searched out, and that the fellow fans will, in fact, even turn them in, because, as I say, there's no place for that in any stadium, anywhere. In any sport.
Well, you know, I have to relate. I relate a little bit to this, because we had an incident in Rochester as well, one of the last game, and this fellow that I know personally, he's the meekest kind of guy. He's the most passionate guy. He's he's sitting almost behind the bench of the opposing team, and all of a sudden, I don't know what prompted him. Is that he threw an empty bottle, a water bottle, and he threw it on the field. And so it happened that our coach, Bob Lilly, saw that. So he pointed the man out to the security guard, and you know, fortunately, one of the stewards over there, you know, interfered, and because the guy's been a fan of the Rhinos for many, many years, a season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. But it was just, you know, an impulse kind of thing that I asked them afterwards, what possessed you? He says, I didn't even know that I did it. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a mild case. It was not a coin. It was nothing that would harm the player, you know, or anything. And the bottle didn't go, it didn't hit anybody. But had he hit anybody, you know, it probably could have caused a cut or something, you know. But the point of the matter, what I'm really trying to say, that sometimes we act, overreact, or we act in a manner that afterwards we say, I don't know why I did that. You know, and you would never expect this gentleman that I'm talking about. And the word gentleman really applies. And now, of course, I'm not talking about, you know, the fan club that exists in Europe that they go from game to game and they think it's just to disrupt the game.
No, it's true. And as you say, a meek-mannered person, you know, goes to a stadium and lets loose with everything. But there's no... I think place for the kind of abuse, the verbal abuse of, for the two managers and certain players, what they put up with at times is beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, Dick, can you stay on for over this break? Mr. Sirianni has to go off to a very important meeting, and you know when Joe has important things to do, you know, we got to cut
him
a little slack.
I have a difficult role to play filling the shoes of Joe Sirianni, but certainly I'll hang on, and we've got lots of other things to talk about, and as I say, we leave Joe on a good note because that was a fabulous win for La Vecchia Signora Juve over AC Milan. Good competitive game, Joe. I thought it was going to be scoreless, and then a remarkable goal, and
Marquise,
a goal that Abbiati will want to forget, of course, the second one. But you may look good.
Well, Dick, thanks for staying on, Dick. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we'll say goodbye to Joe. See you later, Joe. We'll be back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL, 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
And welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from Toronto as we continue with our international report. And Dick, some news that came out today which surprised me a bit because I had no idea this might be in the works. And talking about my favorite team, Chelsea, and the possibility that they may be looking at building a new stadium to replace Stamford Bridge. And this is a big surprise, actually. I did not think this was in the works, but there's a move right now to buy back some of the land around Stamford Bridge, which is in a very posh and expensive area of London, South Kensington and Chelsea, where they were afraid basically that the people who were developing new homes and condominiums and high-rises were going to buy this land, which means Chelsea would really never have a chance to expand. And now Roman Abramovich is looking to buy that land back at a pretty much the same price and start thinking about a new stadium, because Stamford Bridge only holds 41,000 people. It's not a big compared to, you know, an Old Trafford or Anfield or the Emirates Stadium where Arsenal plays. So this could be really something to look at in the next few years.
It's interesting, isn't it? And the thing is, Andrew, that so many of the stadia with many clubs in English football are in urban areas, you know, and you walk through housing estates to get to them, and there's lots of members of the population that live in and near to it. So you've got a situation, as you said, with Stamford Bridge is in a very exclusive area. Just thinking of my trips to Stamford Bridge, it would be quite the event to sort of knock down the current stadium and put in another stadium or revamp the present stadium. Yeah, it is a surprise.
They've been talking about possibly Earl's Court as a new stadium location, which would be much different than where the stadium is now. Again, I've walked to Stamford Bridge from where my wife and I stayed in South Kensington. It's about a 15-minute walk, which is very convenient, not having to take the tube. But if you put a stadium at Earl's Court, which is a big hub area in west southwest London, where a lot of trains go through there, and there's a lot of housing, hotels and bed and breakfasts and area like that. And of course where the exhibition, Earl's Court Exhibition Hall is held, where they've had huge concerts and big events in the past. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. It's going to be something certainly that will be talked about in London, especially with the development going on for the Olympics. Having a brand new stadium for Chelsea on the opposite side of the city will be certainly something Londoners will be very interested in.
Yeah, it's certainly, we have to stay tuned on that one, and you'll have the finger on the pulse, of course, with regards to it. But you look at what's happening now, of course, and you compared it there with Old Trafford and what they get in there with capacity crowds close to 80,000 every week, you know, when they're playing at home. It really is quite significant, given the dollars and cents that come in from season tickets and boxes and the like. So it has to be entertained. You just hope that it won't sort of bankrupt the club, because it's not cheap now building stadia.
Well, we have a billionaire like Roman Abramovich holding your team.
Yeah, empty, you know, endless, isn't it, the money that's coming in. But it certainly surprises me. I thought that they would possibly expand Stamford Bridge a little bit more, but obviously that's not possible.
Yep, it certainly is. So that'll be very interesting. But another thing I wanted to touch on, Dick, there was another bit of news that came out today regarding the Euro 2012 draw and how the teams are going to be seeded. And it could result in one of the biggest groups of death I think ever seen in any tournament, because what they're going to do, Poland and Ukraine are going to be seeded in pot number one as a top seed because they're the co-hosts, and Spain and the Netherlands will be the other top two seeds because Spain is the defending champion. Netherlands is actually the top-ranked team in Europe according to the seeding process that they're using. But the way the teams are broken out in the pots, we could see France, Portugal, Spain or the Netherlands, and either Germany, England, or Italy all in the same group, which would be just incredible for the fans. But what a group that would be to try to get out of in the championship.
It certainly would whet the appetite, wouldn't it, of everybody when you get that group of death, because we see groups of death in Confederation Championships and the World Cups, but that really would be something else. And it's going to be exciting, actually, this coming weekend with all the you know, the final qualifying games in Europe, of course, in UEFA for Euro, and of course Canada is still in contention with World Cup qualifying. They're trying to get to Brazil, and never mind Confederation Championship, they want to get into the with the big boys in 2014, and they've got a game. They play in St. Lucia on Friday and then host Puerto Rico on the 11th on next Tuesday, week tomorrow.
Back up at BMO Field, so you'll probably be pretty busy getting ready for that match.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to those games. You know, obviously Canada very much in the driving seat with two wins in their opening encounters against these two countries, and then finishing off with a home-and-home series with St. Kitts and Nevis. So They should move into the next round, but then, of course, they've got almost a group of death, because it looks likely that it may come up against Panama, Honduras, and Cuba. So it's not easy, and we'll just have to wait and see, although I am confident that this young Canadian team can do a lot better than other teams in recent years.
Well, when you have Dean Di Rosario in the form that he's in right now, he can single-handedly win a game for you.
He's on fire at the moment, is Dwayne, so hopefully he saved a few goals for not just this round, but the next round of the competition where it's really going to be needed.
Well, I was looking at the Euro schedule, as you mentioned, and there's one team that could be the shocking surprise team of this entire qualifying process, and it's Armenia. They actually have a legitimate chance to win their group if things fall out for them coming up on Friday. They play against Macedonia, and Russia plays Slovakia. If Slovakia can get a win over Russia, and they're playing at home, Armenia could go top of the group in Group B, which would be absolutely shocking when you've got Russia, Ireland, and Slovakia, three traditional powers in European soccer, and this little Armenian country right there, and they are the best goal difference of any team in the group right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it really is interesting, isn't it? And but the tremendous win, you know, the 4-0 win in Slovakia is really brought them into contention. So it really is going to go down to the wire. And you know, you look at Russia and Republic of Ireland, probably were the two that people felt would go through. But and that's what makes the game so great, Andrew, isn't it? When you get these results, and when even some of the smaller countries that in the past have been getting beaten very heavily are in contention, you know, and just losing 1-0, 2-1, it really shows that the quality of play is improving with the smaller countries in Europe.
Well, we'll certainly have more to talk about that next week, Dick, when we have the we'll know the Friday results, and then there'll be one set of matches left on Tuesday that's going to decide first and second place and who goes through automatically and who has to go into the playoff and who has to wait another 4 years. So thanks a lot again, Dick, for your help with the show as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Andrew, and congratulations. Great win at Bolton.
Yes, thank you, Frank Lampard. You're still young at heart. That's all we need. Have a good one, Dick.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the host of Vuvuzela, the Philadelphia's only soccer radio show, Eric Nash, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that one in seven drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with the end of our show. And coming up right now, we're going to be joined by the host of another great soccer show in the United States that started up in the not-too-distant past. Just been on for a short amount of time, but he's certainly getting some great results and some great interest in the Philadelphia area. The show is called Vuvuzela, and of course, if you don't know what a Vuvuzela is, go back and watch some of the 2010 World Cup matches and you'll hear it. But joining us now is the host of Vuvuzela, Eric Nash, and Eric's appearance is brought to you by Salem's Meat Products, an official sponsor of the WPS. Eric, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Andrew, how are you? And thank you for the theme music. I really appreciated the Philadelphia Freedom. That was great.
Hey. I take care of my guests here on our show, and
all right.
I tell you, Eric, I've been on your show a couple times, when mostly talking about the Philadelphia Independents, a team that certainly did tremendously well in the WPS this past year, and looking for great things from the WPS in 2012. But I know right now you're focused on Philadelphia Union, a team that is doing very well currently, unbeaten in six matches, and they have a really good chance to top the Eastern Conference in MLS. And I'm sure that you and the Philadelphia fans, the Sons of Ben, and all the great supporters in Philadelphia are very happy with what's going on right now with Union.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, as a second-year franchise, we certainly took our knocks last year as an expansion, and you know, it looked a little, you know, we had about an 8 or 9 game unbeaten streak right before this 6 game you know, streak where we haven't lost. And I'll tell you, it was getting a little scary. But you know, as I predicted, I hate to pat myself on the back, but I predicted that Sebastian Letou would come into his own. A lot of people were thinking that leaving him for dead, basically, but they got rid of Carlos Ruiz for whatever reason, not the catcher for the Phillies, the striker, they got rid of him for whatever reason. No one really knows what happened there, but Sebastian, you know, came into his own, and I think he's got about 9 goals in 8 games, something along those lines. And you know, really, they're I think right now we're sitting on the top of the table in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, we're ecstatic about that, of course.
How's Freddie Adu doing right now for Union? How's he fitting in?
You know, that's a very good question, but I would have to say that he's really not made much of an impact. He doesn't play very much. When he comes in, and it may be a fitness issue, I'm not sure, but when he comes in, it's usually about the 60-minute mark, and, you know, I really haven't seen him. He hasn't scored, and as far as I'm aware, he maybe has one assist. You know, nothing spectacular. Certainly not, you know, I'm sure not what Peter Novak and the boys were hoping for. But, you know, they're winning, so, you know, I guess that's getting overlooked with how well Letou is doing. I mean, Ponovic has been starting up front with Letou, and Mwanga has been on the bench, and like I said, Adu's been coming in for the last 15, 20 minutes. So it's, you know, whatever it is, it's working right now. But Adu, you know, hopefully he's still, you know, relatively young, even in soccer age. I think they're expecting big things of him, but I think there's a little bit of a fitness issue there, Andrew, to tell you the truth.
I'm certainly sure that Freddie will be ready for next season, fit and ready to go. But you guys have a huge match coming up in Seattle against the Sounders, the team that will be going for their third straight U.S. Open Cup this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, against the champ, one of the great U.S. Open Cup teams in the MLS era, the Chicago Fire, the team that knocked the Rhinos out of the Open Cup. So Seattle will be packing the place at CenturyLink Field, and then they'll be having another huge crowd there on Saturday. But you got to think Union might have a bit of an advantage because Seattle has that midweek match, that Open Cup match, and the Union is going to be off until the match on Saturday. So maybe a chance to pick up a point there.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, I think, you know, a point would be the most realistic hope here. I mean, we played Chivas last night. And, you know, I thought that, you know, we would be happy getting a point out of them going into the game. And when I watched the game, and I think we had talked earlier, and you had watched it also, you know, we should have taken three there and pretty much, you know, locked up. I think we're in second because we only got a point yesterday. Chivas scored with about the 89th minute. And, I mean, Seattle's a tough, tough place to play, as you know. Although, you know, the Union, you know, obviously the Union's used to playing in a loud, raucous environment, although not, you know, against them. But this one, it'll be interesting. But, yeah, a point would be great. We do have a couple of decent games. We have the Red Bulls in New York, and we have our last home game. We have Toronto at home. You know, and they're certainly both winnable games. I know the Red Bulls, you know, have the star-studded lineup, but let's face it, they're fighting for their playoff lives right now. So
the Red Bulls have a huge match tomorrow against Los Angeles, the Galaxy. So it'll be on national television on ESPN, I believe it's on tomorrow at 8:00. So that'll be a great match to watch. Because any chance I get to see David Beckham playing, I'm happy. So I want to also ask you about the show itself, because we do want to mention your show. It's on Sunday mornings from 11 to 12, and the website to go to, the station is WBCB, which is in a suburb of Philadelphia, and it is WBCB1490.com, and you run right during the feature Sunday match of the English Premiership, which yesterday was Tottenham against Arsenal, and I know you're a big Spurs fan, so I know you're very happy with the results.
Yes, I mean, obviously, I was happy with the result. With modern technology, I was actually able to kind of watch it as the game was on. We've actually gone to 11-1 now, you know. So that's the good news. The bad news is I missed the whole Spurs game. Okay, but it was great. We tried to have a little fun. If I could just give you a little aside, we found the through the social networking, which is such a wonderful thing. We found the Philadelphia Arsenal supporters group. So there's about 40 of those guys. They were at a bar in Philadelphia, in Center City, Philadelphia, and so I called them up during the game. Actually, I had them call me at halftime, thinking they'd give me a lot of guff and it would be a lot of fun. But they were such gentlemen. I was almost embarrassed because I was ready to attack and taunt them. Because if you recall, the Spurs were winning at halftime 1-0. So you know, it didn't happen that way. But they were a great bunch of guys, and hey, we ended up pulled out the derby. So that was big. Always nice to beat Arsenal. I'm sure you guys feel the same way when you play Arsenal.
Absolutely. Well, Tottenham plays Chelsea on December 20th, I believe. So we'll have to have another little wager like we did for the Flash against Independence. Of course, they play twice, so we have to do like a home and home goal total goal series or something.
We have to run up at the end of the show. I like that. I'll tell you what, though, as you can see how well I do, is why you don't gamble anymore. You can see how well I do. As the pretzels got up to you guys, okay? I assume, right?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Great. I'm glad.
Philadelphia pretzels, can't beat it. But, yeah, Eric, we had a run. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm going to win some Rochester donuts, okay? If it kills me, I'm going to win them, okay?
Okay. Definitely. Eric, thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Love the show. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eric Nash, the host of Vuvuzela on WBCB 1490 outside of Philadelphia. Definitely check them out on Sunday mornings. And then I will do it for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Joe Lasky, who handled the show tonight, and Bob D'Angelo's vacation absence, and of course our host Joe Sirianni. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.